your Indianola Indians on the road tonight in a little Hawkeye Conference doubleheader at Grinnell High School. I'm Andrew Swadner. He's Rick Wilson. Over the top to McDaniel. Out to a wide open Smith in the corner for three. Knocks it down. Jill Smith with the triple. And that prompts a McCoy True Value timeout. Dribbling out of it is Strover. Strover has it knocked away. Bishop finds Blake. Blake goes right at the hoop, layup up and in. Defense to offense as Indianola recovers. And it's 13-11. Blake the recipient of a steal. Great box out for the rebound. It slows things up. Indianola can again tie or take the lead with under a minute to go. Blake into the corner. Olsen wide open for three. Knocks it down. Indianola's on fire from outside. And they lead 14-13 with 50 seconds to go in the first.
Well, those
baskets into Belt off the corner for three. It's up no good. Offensive rebound picked up. Bishop fighting for it. Jill Smith fighting for it. McDaniel somehow comes up with it. Layup up and in.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Somehow Kendall McDaniel just rips the ball away from everyone and gets the layup, and we're knotted up at 18. To Olsen, top of the key, into the corner. Notton left wide open for three. Too strong. Blake right there for the rebound. Putback shot is up and in, and Dana Blake, four first half points. Gets it into Notton, who splits the defense. Reverse layup and a drive to the hoop for Emily Notton. How did that one go in? They find McDaniel at the top of the key. Fakes the handoff to Notton, just turns around and pulls up the jumper, rattles home, and Kendall McDaniel with 6 points. And the Indians have their biggest lead of the evening, 30-26. Notton finds McDaniel. Pass underneath, finds Olsen. Great look, great layup up and in. And Lauren Olsen with the two, ties it up at 35. Olsen with the rebound, finds Notton, gets into the corner. Bishop up top, Belt open for three. Knocks it down, and Zoe Belt puts the Indians back up top. 38-36. McDaniel inside, into the corner. Jill Smith open for three in the lead. Knocks it down. The lead is five for the Indians. Belt gets it to McDaniel, who finds Notton. Splits the defense right to the hoop. Layup up and in, and we're all knotted up at 48. Gets it inside. Bishop puts up a shot. It's up and in with 1 second to go, but there's not enough time. And Grinnell wins 51-50. Indianola's got to take a three. And they dropped the ball game 51-50. Game two of our girls-boys doubleheader. Indianola boys basketball taking on the Tigers of Grinnell. Drake finds Glasscock down low, straight to the hoop, layup up and in, and Casey puts two down, and we're knotted up at eight. Up top, Heimbaugh. Shot fakes, dribbles right to the hoop. Layup is up, and the finish from Heimbaugh through the contact puts the Indians back out in front, 10-9. Kaufman dribbles right. Now he loses the ball. Glasscock comes up with it. Indianola has a 5-on-2 into the corner. Dre dribbles baseline. Goes to Blake. Straight at the hoop. Shot is up, and Blake finishes. Now Dre into the corner. Glasscock open for three. He'll take it. Knocks it down. Casey Glasscock with the triple. And the Indians lead 24-18. Indianola leads 28-20, under a minute to go before halftime, and now Blake gets the steal. Blake with a one on none, left-handed layup is up and in, and Brady Blake with six. Overton, back, gets it to Blake, now gets it right back, open for three, just kind of left him, and Overton hits the triple, and the Indians raining it from downtown in the third. Glasscock wide open in the corner for three, he'll take it, knocks it down. Michael's secret stuff at halftime for the Indians, their fifth triple of the third quarter. Brick finds DeWall. DeWall tripped, nearly traveled, gets it over to Overton. Great ball movement. Brick gets it right back down to DeWall, finishes. Wow, what a play from the Indians. They have gone on a 26-5 run. Indianola gets the ball back out to Kota. Heimbaugh for three, and he gets the triple, and it's up to a 27-point lead, 59-32, with 4:35 to go in the ballgame. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that will do it. Indianola takes down Grinnell and remains undefeated on the season, 68-38.